Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Road Rager threw spaghetti at a pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? Call in any weird road rage encounter you've had.
Weird ones.
Now, remember Jennifer on the way to work once saw a marital aid in the middle of Route 34?
Yes.
And then someone took a picture of it and sent it. That had to be a road rage incident, no?
Right, right.
Or one like, how else does that end up on the road?
Or one hell of a release. Out the window. I'll get it later.
I did see a cab driver get a face full of hot coffee.
Oh,
whoa. So there was a woman with her daughter walking across the crosswalk, and he's honking at her to, like, speed it up, and she sort of, like, waves, like, I know. And then he keeps honking, and it was, like, those continuous honk where it's just, like, leaning on the horn.
Yeah,
and she walked up to the window and knocks on the window like this politely. He rolls the window down, and then it was just a full face of coffee.
Oh, man, that's assault.
I was like,
that's assault, yeah. Hot coffee, you don't do that, no.
The kid was crying. Yeah. Like, she was holding the kid by one arm. Like, it was, she had had enough from everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. And the cab driver.
Yeah. That was all that I saw. I didn't even see his reaction.
Free
I had
coffee?
No idea.
Yeah. Oh, his reaction was, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Echo.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello, Echo.
Yeah, I have a road rage call.
Okay.
That you guys. Yeah, do you want me to explain it now?
Yeah. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm going to run through this story real quick.
And we'll get back to you.
Okay. A woman in Indianapolis called 911 around 5 p.m. last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had 3 kids in her car and also happened to be pregnant.
Oh, so one on the way.
She told police she was turning right when another car was turning left in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver brake checked her and flashed a gun.
It's on.
Then tailed her.
Uh-oh.
See, all these details. Forget that she has the kid.
Yeah. If this all kid's the car, don't do this stuff.
Forget that she's pregnant.
Yes, right.
Forget that he flashed a gun.
Forget all that.
Throw all that out.
All right, bye.
Okay,
bye.
Erase all that.
Bye. What?
She said the other driver, also a female, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her.
Ooh.
With meatballs?
Yeah! Yeah!
With sauce?
No, it was the meatball through it. It's using a noodle. He tried to pasta me. I drove pasta him.
A woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her.
Oh. What kind of sauce? Like a Freddy
that takes the fun out of it. But the spaghetti, it's the spaghetti incident. It's
exactly right.
But spaghetti's so fun. I can look around my car and I say, spaghetti? No.
This is fun.
I keep looking.
Exactly
I'm not throwing spaghetti.
No.
It's too valuable.
Exactly right. I'm eating this. Yeah.
Right.
I'll throw something
what else
useless.
I get the hand sanitizer. Yeah, I throw the hand sanitizer.
I'll throw my kid at you. Here you go.
All right, back to you. What was your road rage incident? Weird.
Yeah, I'm heading back from Subway in Bridgeport, getting ready to from Route 8 onto 15, heading back to Sikorsky. I see some guys in a work truck throw out some trash. So I kind of pull up next to them, let them know they're number one. The road rage pursues. We get close to Sikorsky. I take a sip of my Subway root beer. I throw it into their vehicle, it hits their radio dash, splatters all over. Right as soon as I'm exiting for Sikorsky, I can see them backing up on the Marist to try to chase me.
Now it's going to be all sticky.
This is bad.
It's going to be all sticky now.
This is bad.
Oh, man. They chased me all the way to Sikorsky, rolled up their window, wouldn't get out on that side. They all got out on the other side, and I could see them get in the back of the truck like they were going to throw something at me. Wow. So I kind of went right into Sikorsky real quick, and that was the end of it. So it was so good. I wish I had it on video.
Right. You throw root beer, they throw vanilla ice cream.
No, but see, I'm rooting for this guy because he was defending the planet.
Yes,
those guys just threw garbage out into the road.
Right, so you threw garbage instead.
This is what I want to see when someone throws garbage out. I want to see root beer hit their dashboard.
Exactly, right.
and yeah, splash.
And the best part is you could tell it wasn't their truck. They were like younger kids. You could tell it was the boss's truck.
Right. Now you got to clean it up.
You got to explain that one now.
Yeah. Why does it smell like Pepto-Bismol in here?
That's a good one.
It was so awesome.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too. All right, food-related or weird road rage encounter. Scott and Derby.
Scott Derby.
Hello, Scott.
Come in, Scott Derby. Come in, Scott.
Oh, we got Scott.
In.
Scott Derby.
Derby.
Oh, this is your, All right.
Layla and Naugatuck.
Yep.
Layla!
Right. Yeah, so this is not from Connecticut, but there's a story I heard where a guy was walking his dog, and there's this guy in a Tesla that was going, like, way too fast, so he was, like, yelling at him, and the guy pulled over, went into his truck, grabbed out, like, a samurai sword, slashed the guy, and left him in a ditch all by himself in the dog.
Wait, slashed the guy?
The Tesla dude had
a samurai sword.
Wow.
Who had the samurai sword? The Tesla guy?
Yeah, the Tesla guy. He just pulled it out of his trunk.
And then slashed the guy and the dog and left them for dead?
In the ditch, yes.
Did they both die, the dog and the guy?
No, I think the guy's son was the one that like came and found him in the ditch, but he was definitely about to die. But of all things to do, like, to get mad at somebody for yelling at you,
right.
It's like a samurai sword.
Yeah. Who drives around with a sword in the car?
Yeah, Rick, especially Tesla. Be like a Toyota Highlander.
Yeah.
There can be only one.
Oh, wow. Where did you hear that story?
I saw it on the news, I think, a few months ago, and okay. I didn't even know what to think.
It's one of those stories that sticks in your head.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You'll never forget that, and I won't now.
It's all a sword.
Yeah.
No.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Cool.
Cool.
All right. Cool name,
yes.
By the way. Are you named after the song?
Absolutely,
nice.
I am. Very much a music person. The whole family is.
That's nice. Awesome. All right, Layla, thank you. Now, try to pay attention to all of this, okay?
I'm doing my best.
So, this is me. I'm Chaz.
I'm AJ.
Okay. You got Phil over there.
Hello.
This is Bob, the AI guy, right? Let's hear your voice.
Okay. This is me.
Okay. And then Brian Blackmore is over here.
Yeah. How's it going? I'm Brian Blackmore.
All right. Ruth's over there.
Hello.
All right. Those are real.
Yes.
Okay.
We're all real.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
We have a clip of Senator Blumenthal. Were you able to pull that up? This is Senator Blumenthal through AI.
Bien, su senador aquí. Chaz, ¿qué diablos estamos haciendo en este planeta? Nadie necesita pizza esta noche en la capital.
¿Pizza?
Yeah.
Está obstruyendo nuestros cerebros. ¿Tengo razón, Ruth?
Wow. Well, first of all, he talks faster.
You know, that sounds more like real life than the real Senator Blumenthal. He's a great voice to put in AI, right, Bob?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but yeah,
he's a good voice to use in AI because his voice sounds robotic.
Yeah.
So the thing is with AI, when it clones a voice, it actually takes the consistency and the cadence of the voice, including background noises. So if you have a background noise, like he's in the Capitol talking, it's going to take that and recreate that exact scenario perfectly. So that it's...
How is that even possible?
You know,
so if there are people... let's just say I'm in a cafeteria and I'm talking.
Yeah.
But you hear cafeteria sounds?
Right.
The AI will produce that same background.
Wow. Yes, that's correct.
What about traffic? Traffic. So now cars move. They come and they go. It's not a consistent loop of sound.
So that's a good question. I wonder, it probably would take an average of the sound and then kind of like work it in. I did an experiment. I stuck the audio of a saxophone in there.
Okay.
You know, the kind of whiny sound that it can make.
AJ's least favorite sound on the planet.
I turned that into a voice. And it was two or three friends of mine. We were radio friends, and we're sitting up in my studio. We were dying laughing. My head was down on the table, like laughing hysterically, because it was just like, this thing's crazy.
Cool. Yeah, it is really insane. All right, so now play the second Blumenthal clip. This is the same thing Right, but just English now.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Your senator here. Chaz, what in the world are we doing on this planet? Nobody needs pizza tonight in the Capitol. It's clogging our brains. Am I right, Ruth?
Wow.
I got to tell you something.
Again, he talks a lot faster.
If someone sent that to me, yeah. I would just think it's him.
Yeah.
It's a very scary thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You listen more intently knowing that it's coming from somewhere else, and the only thing that I can catch is that I still think he's speaking just a little too quickly.
Yeah, faster.
But it's just a little too fast.
He's got the
this is the
thing
speed I've always wanted him to talk at.
Yeah. Because he's got the... He's yeah. got,
for 20 years, I love the guy, but, you know, it's a slow move getting through an answer.
Yeah, he's got the walking thing going on. I have to stop every few moments.
You could fix that, too.
Yeah.
So in these AI programs, they have a little slider bars where you can say, okay, exaggerated, exact, kind of, you know, so you can really mess with it. And it all has to do with how you type it in, too. So, like, in the case of his voice, I actually type this in, and then you put hyphens in there to give more spaces. Or you put in exclamation points. The more exclamation points
you put in there,
the more emphasized it is. So it's
clogging our brains.
I was on the phone with Bob yesterday, and he was, you know, kind of calling out everything he was doing, typing in the word, ...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Now you put bold caps, are they shouting? If you put bold caps, will they shout?
I don't know about the shout. I haven't tried shouting
We're doing this for fun, but we're also doing this... Two, if you have elderly parents, make sure you have code words.
Yeah.
Because this is what's going to happen.
They
are going to be fooled into sending money.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you got to do the code word thing now.
Exactly.
Because if we're doing this,
and
they're
going to
get
beginning.
A hold of it. This is what they see. When they see new technology or a disaster, they're like, how can I make money on this?
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
This is only the beginning.
It's
only
so easy. Like, the overhead on this is zero.
It's it's free. Yeah, like, just go online and do it.
Just give me 24 hours to make a few phone calls.
Okay, and then, so we sampled my voice, AJ's voice.
Oh, Lord.
Senator Blumenthal's voice. And Boss Keith's voice.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Do you have a sample? Do we have a real clip from him? Can we play? Do you have
Who are we looking for?
Keith.
Keith?
Yeah.
I just need a few seconds here.
Okay, I'm saying this is holding stupid. It's like a stupid.
And I can play a brief clip of his voice right
now. Of his real voice?
No, the clone voice.
Oh, okay. Let's hear the real
Keith
one first.
Keith 2.
BK2.
Yeah, I don't have that on this.
He was like nice and regular.
How did that sound?
Fine. You didn't talk about politics.
So no.
He was just like sort of happy.
Yeah. Was it boring?
No.
That's a yes.
Well, it was.
I don't know what that is. It's just the first
that
clip
sounds
that
like
came
an
up.
Off-air conversation.
Yes, I don't know what's going to happen later.
I'm asking if a guest was boring.
Right. May want to lose that one.
It's definitely about me.
Okay, let's hear the AI, Keith.
Okay, here we go. You have it potted up there?
Yes.
I play.
No, I don't.
Oh, well, okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Good morning, guys. It's your boss, Keith.
Whoa.
This one sounds too
friendly. The way he said Keith.
Right, Keith.
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 That's...
As opposed to the other bosses out there.
That's how he sounds on air. That's pretty...
Like, we can't remember his name.
Really,
Keith.
Does. Right. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Chainsaws and mowers.
Yeah, BK2 sounds friendlier, though.
This one?
BK2, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith is...
So you could type in...
I love this.
I love this.
Well, he's making a soundboard.
He never says that.
Yeah.
Imposter!
Let me type something in. What should we have him say?
We'll do that during the break, and then we'll come out.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do right now. So I gave you a famous movie scene.
Yeah.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
Oh, no.
The
diner
scene.
Oh, no!
Are you serious?
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. And you're playing that, right?
No, you're playing it.
Oh,
Do you have it?
I don't have that here.
Okay.
I could, yeah.
I have it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, oh, guess what?
But
you're on my computer.
Oh, geez.
This is why AI, they're like, we can't take these people
they're
anymore.
They're going to eliminate us immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
poof.
if I download it from...
Give me that jack.
Here.
Yeah. Right. He's got the jack. Look out.
Yep.
This is where
this is the problem with humans, so inefficient.
Real live radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if I
we're not AI. Not at the moment.
If I did forget about worse.
Nope, my brain just plugged in.
Yeah, really.
What's happened?
Every guitarist, any member of a band knows that sound. Okay, here we go.
So what do you do with these women? You just get up out of bed and leave.
Sure.
Well, explain to me how you do it. What do you say?
You'd say you have an early meeting or early haircut or a squash game.
You don't play squash.
They don't know that they just met me.
That's disgusting.
I know. I feel terrible.
You know, I'm so glad I never got involved with you. I just would have ended up being some woman you had to get up out of bed and leave at 3 o'clock in the morning and clean your andirons, and you don't even have a fireplace. Not that I would notice.
Why are you getting so upset? This is not about you.
Yes, it is. You are a human affront to all women, and I am a woman.
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Of course not. You're out of the door too fast.
I think they have an okay time.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I know.
Because they?
Yes, because they...
And how do you know that they really...
What are you saying, that they fake orgasm?
It's possible.
Get out of here.
Why? Most women at one time or another have faked it.
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Oh, right, that's right. I forgot you're a man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that all men are sure it never happened to them and that most women at one time or another have done it, so you do the math.
You don't think that I could tell the difference?
No.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh.
Huh. I'll have what she's having.
Okay, now play the AI part.
Yeah, really. Like that's just AJ on a Tuesday.
That was the ride home.
There's some sound bites that'll live forever.
Oh, Lord.
Pretty amazing.
That took a while to piece all of the elements together in a multi-track session.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're able to do that. But so, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It's trouble when AI gets more action than you do.
It's like playing with a Ouija board, but it's artificial intelligence.
Yes.
You got the dumbest guys in radio playing with the smartest software on the planet.
I thought we were playing.
What could possibly go wrong?
I thought we were here. Who are those guys?
AI Bob Gilmore is in studio. His business is called Bob Gilmore Engineering. And Brian Blackmore in studio. We're linked up to all his stuff.
Yes.
And you all know Boss Keith, right?
Of course. The pale
Phil,
one.
Do you have any clips you could play of him?
No, I closed it like an idiot.
You refer to him as, Twitch knows him as the pale
it's
one.
It's a mess today.
The pale one.
The pale one, yes. Mm.
And feel free to call in things that you think the boss should say.
Yes.
Hmm. We have a file ready. I just want to play the real...
Here he is.
Okay.
This is the real deal.
For dummies.
Right, I definitely need that. So he did some Jesus story, and the twist at the end was to, like, give people compliments or whatever. And I said, okay. Like, this is something.
Right.
I'll try to
you
do this.
You can use this in your... Oh, so this is audio right before we recorded a top five.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we were just talking about the show.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, go ahead and play what we gave you to have fake Boss Keith say.
Okay, here we go. Make sure everything is queued up here. Good. Looks nice.
U2 is overrated. Cheesesteaks overrated. Boston Red Sox, worst team in baseball. Cheez-Its are disgusting. Oh, and I have my head up my ass. Period.
Why would he say that?
Now play the A part.
No, yeah.
You could almost make a soundboard of someone you work with and then call
that's awesome.
Someone that you shouldn't.
And just keep hitting different things.
Yeah.
Oh. That's awesome.
So many people are going to be. It brings a whole new level to crank phone calls.
Yes, it does.
Oh, man.
Yes,
I like having that person prank themselves.
You sure can?
Right. Wow. Did he sit down on something wrong?
Right. That's hysterical. We have that person crank call themselves.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that. That's a Dr. Frankenstein laugh.
That was a sinister laugh.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Oh, boy.
So as fast as you could type, that's how as fast as you can.
Yeah, so we could say, you know, anything, you know, just I could type in something right now. Have a caller say, what are we going to type in? right. You know, see if there's anyone on the line.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
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 Something happened earlier. Oops. Where everything is just
discombobled. It's going to blow your mind when Chaz and AJ call in to Chaz and AJ.
I know, yeah.
That's
nope, the AJ guys sound stupid. But you have one.
All right, go ahead.
Caller.
Keith should say.
What is it?
Oh, come on!
It's like the AI's already taken over.
Yeah.
Shed man.
All right. Boss keeps to say you're all getting a raise this week.
I was thinking that. I didn't want to be obvious.
Free money.
This is Shedman, by the way. Bob, didn't we give you a voice sample of Shedman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll have to pull that up. Hold on. I got a little thing here. So hold on. Let's type something in.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Shedman.
The computer said, are you serious? This is a real person? Come on. That's fake, right?
Yeah, hold on.
Here we go.
All right, so let's generate the speech.
Okay.
This is how long it takes.
Hey, guys, all staff gets a raise today.
Nice.
Great.
Wow.
And I have that.
We should send that out as an email.
So said it. Watch this. So I can generate a different type of voice or a different exaggeration. Let me just see how this
Hey, guys,
sounds.
All staff gets a raise today.
That actually sounds more like it.
It's closer.
He's getting closer, yeah.
Yeah.
So, focus week. Everyone knows.
Yeah. Here we'll try one more version of
Hey,
this.
Guys, all staff gets a raise today.
Today.
Today is weird. Why is it saying today?
Well,
like that?
Probably because I have exclamation points after it.
Okay.
And then I could
put
just.
Like dot, dot,
I'll
dot.
Just. Well, I'm just going to put a period. Watch and see what happens here. So generate.
Hey, guys, all staff gets a raise today.
Period.
There you go.
Different.
Period.
Getting closer. Getting closer.
So
what it's I not as is, close as the Blumenthal. That was like a right on.
Because Blumenthal talks like a robot.
Exactly.
It's Senator.
Yep.
And we love him.
Exactly right.
But he's got that cadence of voice to text.
It was thinking, bro.
you have Shedman in there?
Yeah, I'm loading him up now. So this is going to be fun.
That's just okay. Type in Hi Ruth.
That's okay. He's loaded too. This should be interesting.
All right. So
now we can be creeping a different level. Brace for impact, people.
So
it is.
No. Al, say hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I am here.
Specific
hi, Ruth.
Way. Nope.
Oh,
wow.
Hold on. I'm going to turn down the real shed man.
Right.
Let's hear that again.
Okay. So here we go. Generate. Make sure this is going to work. Good.
Hey, guys, I am here. Hi, Ruth.
Hey, it sounds a little too human.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. So let's take the exaggeration.
You gotta ramp up the shed by about 7%.
All right.
He sounds like he hasn't had life beaten out of him. Yet.
Exactly. Right.
All right. So let's try a new.
Hey
version.
Guys, I am here. Hi, Ruth.
Yeah. No. It still needs a little more.
That's like 17-year-old shed man.
Yeah.
Back when, like, he still had his whole life in front of him, and, like, things are going to be great.
Yeah, that was
the spark.
697 beers ago.
Yeah.
This is before hey, guys, the show. I am here. Hi, Ruth.
So.
It's still too clean of a voice.
But he talks slower.
Like,
But if we're doing this here, when was the CIA doing this, and how good is it?
Oh, God.
You know, in terms of interaction, conversation.
Right.
What's the name? Failsafe. There was this movie, I think it was a TV movie, where they're like, oh, if you're in the plane and you hear that you get orders to go and bomb Tokyo, you need to get, like, this special code. And they're like, well, what if we get a call from the president directly? Like, you can't go by voice. That could be an impersonator. And they have, like, this whole scene in the movie where they're talking about how you can't go by voice. You have to get, it has to match the code that you have in the cockpit with you.
Bomb Tokyo?
I forget what the example was.
No, but just kidding.
I think it was Moscow, actually. But
I'm going to hang up, Sid.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I am here now. Am I on the air?
That's a shed guy.
It's like talking to a 22-year-old shed guy.
An hour from now, we'll hear Shed Man argue with himself, right. But it'll be all human and not AI.
All right, guys, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, Al. Thank you.
We're going now, guys.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so it didn't do a good job with Al's voice.
No.
That's a lot of cigarette smoke. I don't think you can...
It does change voices somewhat if the wrong thing about is
can
of their voices.
Can you type emphysema in there and it'll sound different?
Well, there's sliders here. I mean, you could sit here all day and, right. and just, you know, turn that way one way down. Let's try this one. Let's see what happens. I mean, this could really mess it up, but let's see what it sounds like.
Hey, guys, I'm here now. Am I on the air?
You're getting better. Closer.
Get a lot closer.
Interesting.
Definitely moving in the right direction.
He's aging.
We want to do another segment where we give you a lot more content in advance, if you're willing to do it.
Oh, totally.
One of the things that tribe members are sending in is, like, can it flubble? And what we should do is send audio files of AJ making flubbles.
Right. If only I had those.
You know, really? you know, it'd be awesome if AI can throw in a saying.
Right.
And straighten it out.
Yeah.
I totally remember. You know, what I remember.
Right.
Yeah.
This is me, right?
That's what I want to hear. Okay. I want to hear the computer trying to do that. That's where it might just explode.
Yep.
Oh,
Bubbles from the Capitol.
Right. Just type in a bunch of letters and just see if it, you probably make it do it.
Yeah,
I've heard people make all kinds of, like, AI stuff on TikTok. Like,
well, that's Blumenthal right there.
I could Bubbles from the Capitol. I could kill it.
Honestly, in the music world right now, it's really big because people are taking artists and putting them over their own songs, and you could create any artist any song.
Yep.
Phil has one. What is this, Johnny Cash?
So I have Johnny Cash. I have Elvis Presley. So they have him covering a song. See if you can catch what it is.
That's not Ring of Fire, is it?
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you.
Wild. But not only does it replicate his voice, it replicates the sound of his music.
Yep, the sound of the recording.
Yep. Yeah, what year is that?
Pretty wild. Wow. Bob, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all your effort doing this.
The fun of AI. I'll be glad to come back.
The beginning of the end.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The security camera footage first starts out very pleasantly, showing a father and his child sharing a fun moment on the front porch stairs. As the dad walks up to his kid, he reaches out his arms to signal to his kid to jump in for a hug.
Come in here, son.
The kid jumps in for a hug, and for a couple of seconds, this guy might as well be dad of the year.
For a couple of seconds.
But then the opposite.
Immediately the opposite.
When the father gets to the bottom of the stairs with his kid in his arms, a raccoon jumps out of nowhere and latches onto the man's leg.
Definitely came out from, like, under the stairs. Right?
Under the stairs.
Like a ninja.
Broad daylight, by the way. Not a cloud in the sky.
Right.
Brilliant sunny day, so that's usually a problem.
Definitely living under there.
Yeah. Looks like it was a little comfortable.
So the dad begins to freak out, and in his momentary lapse of judgment, the dad accidentally, I don't know about accidentally.
Yeah, literally spiked him.
Throws the kid to the ground.
He spiked him.
That kid.
That kid hit the ground hard.
Shook that kid a little bit.
You heard it. You hear the thud.
It was the grass.
Yeah, it was.
It was the grass.
It was the yard, not the walkway, to be fair. But it's one of those impacts that's so startling. You just see all the limbs go stiff.
Yeah.
The arms are out. The legs are straight.
That kid planked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, when a little kid takes a hit and they just lock up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was a stun.
Yeah, there was no air in there.
That was a
kid
stun.
Kid immediately starts to cry.
Yep. Yep.
All right, let's play the audio.
Why not? Oh. Oh, Jay! Yeah!
Say,
are you okay?
What happened?
The raccoon bites
me. The raccoon.
Raccoon.
It's not my fault. The raccoon.
Raccoon.
Bite me.
Raccoon.
Now, there was another clip that circulated at some point of a kid getting jumped by a raccoon.
I think that happened in Connecticut. Was it the girl on the front porch?
And then the woman grabs the raccoon and yeets him, like, off the porch?
Yeah.
Like, just fully
I think that was a couple of years ago here.
Yeah. That's a couple of years ago. I don't know if it was in... Did we talk to her?
I think we did, Chaz.
I think we spoke to her.
Yeah. This is probably the offspring of that raccoon now.
Oh,
on revenge.
Trying to get back.
Yeah. Oh.
On revenge.
Yeah. If I remember, the daughter was standing on the front porch with like her backpack waiting for the bus, and then out of nowhere, like the door closes, and then it's just like a raccoon is like in the air coming at her. And the mom's like, what is happening? And then comes out and sees the animal, and it's just like, yeah, like you said, two hands, and then just... Whoop! Like, just windmill chuck the
But then
the
didn't
away.
The raccoon run after her, and she, like, ran her kid into the house, and
With one arm, she's shoving her kid back into the house, and with the other, she's, like, wrangling this airborne raccoon.
Yeah. And, like, she's holding the raccoon.
Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Poor raccoon. Well,
that's the difference between...
And then there's this guy.
Poor raccoons. They're so cute and cuddly.
The scream is
he spiked that kid.
He definitely did.
And it's funny, they cut the camera clip right there. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, you shouldn't see any more of this because it's just my son crying.
I need to hear the response from the wife the minute she sees the kid on the ground crying. So, like, they cut it, like, his kind of, like, mid-reaction. I have a feeling she said something awful.
I
hear it.
But I think that guy threw the kid at the raccoon.
He
Get off me!
That's what it was.
Right.
That poor kid.
No, you know what reaction you want to see? You want to see the reaction of her watching the video surveillance.
Right.
That's, oh, yeah. Because right now it's all pandemonium. What happened? There was a raccoon. Oh, my God. Is everyone okay?
Right.
And then she looks at the video. It's like, you threw him to the ground?
You threw him at the raccoon.
That's when he's in more trouble.
Right. Well, survival mode. Dad's like,
you thought the raccoon was bad?
Right. It was survival mode. It was all hands on deck, all men for himself.
The kid The kid's like three.
The kid lived a good life. There's a raccoon over here.
Yeah. He did spike that kid.
He did.
Yeah.
He definitely threw the kid at the raccoon.
Like, well, no. The raccoon's
down.
On his leg.
But he threw it directly down. That's what a raccoon was. A raccoon was like still swinging around.
I feel like he threw him a couple feet away.
I think it looked to me like he was like trying to swipe the raccoon off his leg with the kid.
No.
That's what I would do.
It's not a good video, but it's not that bad.
Gravity works. The kid's going to be fine.
Huh. No, the kid's going to be
fine. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
I just think it's the same reaction if you were carrying a sack of potatoes down the stairs.
It's like dirty laundry.
It's like, you're going to the ground. Right. I got to get this thing off. You're on your own.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. You have legs run, kid.
Okay, all right.
Daddy's busy right now.
It's like when you reach in to grab something out of the oven, and it's hotter than you think, and it starts to burn through the mitt, and you're just like, you just got to get rid of it as quickly as possible.
It's definitely reactionary.
Right. Yeah.
I'm being attacked by a raccoon. Let me jettison the excess weight I got here and get rid of the kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's... That guy will never be able to forget that moment. No one's going to let him forget that moment for the rest of his life. They're going to play that video at that kid's birthday parties.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, that kid's going to be like,
he's
you threw
this guy.
Me.
Yeah. Yep. How you went viral.
Right.
If he's got good friends, everything he gets from them for the rest of his life is going to be raccoon something.
Yeah. That kid's going to be shook from, sing me happy birthday again, daddy.
Wait, what's wrong here?
He threw the kid down so hard, kid in his head.
Oh.
Don't sing me happy birthday again, daddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're alone on the brain damage comedy.
Yep.
Yeah. What the dad should have done is just chased him away with the opera call.
Right.
Obviously.
Much better.
That'll scare away any raccoon.
Yes,
And sales people.
We need to go to a farm and see if it works.
Okay.
Chickens, I'm telling you, will scatter.
Oh, they'll drop eggs.
That's how you get them the legs.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.